Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the empathy gap. What's causing it? You know, people just losing the ability to care, you know? Let's just talk about that, you know, how we can protect that empathy, because we all need that. Otherwise, you know what happens. Love waxes cold, and then we're in trouble. Also, we're going to be talking about stress. You know, a lot of people under stress, so what we can do with, we got some stress busters for you. And we'll see how much time we have left over. We got some other stuff we can talk about, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi for righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them all up in prayer, praying now more than ever for the Lord God to put his hand on America. And, you know, mind the time. Seeking the Lord's face and praying is really important. Finding salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the time is now. for that. And when you have the Lord's hand with you, it's a comfort. You know, it's protection. He can broaden your way. He can keep evil from you, that it not grieve you. That actually comes from the prayer Jabez in your scripture in the New Testament and the Old Testament, so you can check that out. And if the Lord gives you his staff, wow, you know, you're moving up in the world, okay? Another layer of protection and comfort for you, as well as a gift of the Holy Spirit. Because when you get the Holy Spirit, you get, you know, patience, you have virtue, you have some other benefits that come with that, and we all can be perfected because there's always room for improvement. So pray it up, because, you know, the prayer of the faithful avenges much, and we need a lot of that prayer for America. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, first up in the quacker is high fructose corn syrup. Apparently, let's see, this is research that was conducted by a team of researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, studying the effects of high fructose corn syrup. According to Katie Moley, medical doctor, a team leader on the research team, she says that for over 50 years, we've been consuming more fructose than we should, and it's having some effects, becoming increasingly critical, in her opinion, and causing negative effects. So what they found was during pregnancy, if you consume the high fructose corn syrup, it negatively affects the placenta, could lead to defects, and affect fetal development, increased risk of metabolic health issues later on as the child lives his life, his or her life. So unlike other sugars like glucose, what the body does with fructose is it breaks it down, the liver breaks it down into triglycerides and stores it as fat. Then you get these high levels of uric acid, and it causes metabolic problems, according to Ms. Moley. So let's you know, when in doubt, go with the sugar, preferably, you know, maybe honey. Honey's good. Is a good substitute. All right, moving along in the quack report. Foreign meat tends to be pumped full of steroids, according to one recent report. NFL player Dwayne Brown found that out when he was suspended. Of course, recently his suspension was overturned. He had recently visited Mexico, where he ate a lot of meat. And down there, they pumped their meat full of clenbuterol, which is a powerful steroid. They tend to give it to meat, but animals to prevent breathing problems like asthma. And also bodybuilders tend to use it to create leaner muscles, so that's why he got suspended. Brown plays for the Houston Texans and the NFL Players Association. They were able to prove, you know, where this steroid came from, and it came from his consuming meat while he was away. So he's reinstated. But what did he miss, 10 games, something like that? Wow. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report, mumps again in the news, apparently. Where is this at? This is at Harvard University Health Services. They're upset because they had students there with mumps. Mainstream media not really telling you the whole story there. These are kids that have been vaccinated, because usually these universities want you to get revaccinated before you live on campus. So these are kids that have been vaccinated, and they're coming down with the mumps, which tells you what? Vaccine doesn't work. Harvard's recent mumps outbreak, really didn't put the limelight on truth, skirted it under the rug there. They're claiming that sometimes an outbreak like this occurs, and doctors are considering giving these kids a third dose of the mumps vaccine, MMR. Like, that's going to help. I think not. And that wraps the quack report. Okay, Frank, mixing up the quacker there. All right. We're going to be talking about empathy. We seem to have an empathy gap, you know. How much emotional distress can a person withstand? Can it be helped by natural means, such as, you know, better nutrition, regular exercise, maybe some supplements? What can equip us to help reduce our stress and pain that we're feeling and improve our coping mechanisms? Is the rich territory of pharmaceutical drugs helping us to manage our distress or adding to it? Well, it's evident that there's a lack of empathy and some desensitization. People just aren't really moved by other people's suffering anymore. So we're going to take a look at what could be causing this. There's this term called the shame-free zone. You know, it's simply unrealistic to believe that mankind can live in what social workers, psychiatrists, and liberals promote as the shame-free zone. This zone, you know, discourages a person from criticizing anyone, exchanging opinionated views, especially if they honor his or her conscience. So speaking the truth is really sacrificed due to how it can offend someone and bring about some hideous and costly lawsuit. Now, the shame-free zone is really a censored zone, and it's the equivalent of, you know, putting a muzzle on the mug of every person who stands against immoral behavior. So the media calls it political correctness, and gone are the days when our parents or our grandparents told you to dry your tears and suck it up. However, you know, they said it in a nice way. They said, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. Well, the grandparents who raised a family in World War II never dreamed that criticizing immoral behavior could produce the hurtful costs of a loss of your home or business. And it's scary what can change in a mere 70 years. But that's not all that's changed. 70 years ago, over-the-counter drug for pain was called aspirin. Today, we have other drugs. Let's look at what's going on here. All right, some of the mind benders. We're aware that there's been an explosion of drug abuse. We know this, both in street and prescription drugs. And these very toxic, unsafe products are altering the minds of people, producing behavior representative of mental illness. So take, for example, amphetamines, cocaine, also known as speed uppers, bennies, crack, etc. And these drugs, with frequent and consistent use, bring on symptoms of paranoia, hallucinations, erratic behavior, high blood pressure, insomnia, loss of appetite, and fatigue. So overdosing can cause fever, convulsions, and death. So amphetamines were introduced to the public in 1937. It was in an over-the-counter treatment for nasal congestion. Now, since 1937, the production of amphetamines has kind of expanded, and it's one of the most, you know, abused drugs on the market. So obviously, this is just the tip of the iceberg due to the barbiturates, the stimulants, the benzodiazepines, the depressants, anti-anxiety drugs, etc. So what do all these drugs do? Well, they can influence human judgment. So what we have on our hands is a drug market that is affecting the judgment of human beings. And according to a September 2010 report from Physicians Organization, which is a science and research service that covers a wide range of, you know, scientific topics, the report on the antidepressant drugs do more than remove the symptoms of feeling depressed. The drugs stimulate the serotonin in the brain to an unnatural level and influences the moral judgment of the patient. And this came from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science Journal. Now, researchers at the University of Cambridge Behavioral and Clinical Neuroscience Institute found that antidepressants, quote, affect people's sense of right and wrong, end of quote. Molly Cockett, she's a researcher at the Institute, she reported that their research showed that people who were empathetic were severely affected by these drugs. So if you have any natural empathy when you take these antidepressants, guess what? Not going to have it. According to Ms. Molly Crockett, she says, quote, interestingly, the drug, these were the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as the SSRIs. She says the effects were strongest in people who were naturally high in empathy. End of quote. Aha. Well, they give them what is known as the dilemma test in their research. The researchers at the Cambridge Institute tested their suspicions on the most prescribed and distributed antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs, or otherwise known as the SSRIs. They measured the drug's effect on moral judgment by giving the participants dilemmas with positive outcomes, let's say saving five lives, and unpleasant or harmful outcomes like killing an innocent person. Those on the drugs with the elevated serotonin judged that the actions that saved lives were morally wrong. And when decreasing the serotonin level to normal, the participants were more aggressive against unfairness. Huh. So now those are the drugs that mess with your empathy and can remove it. What about the drugs that can give you empathy? Well, while prescription and illegal drugs can strip you of empathy, some street drugs can enhance your empathy. Mm-hmm. You may say, well, that's a good thing. Well, just wait. In the 1980s, a street distributor in Los Angeles, California, had a single side business selling chemical compounds, and one of them was MDMA, also known as methylene dioxyamphetamines. Now, this drug floods the human brain with serotonin, and then the person feels a rush of euphoria, and it enhances their empathy. The distributor of the drug started selling it to partygoers, and he gave it the name ecstasy because he felt few people knew what empathy meant. So the drug's popularity peaked in 2000, and psychiatrists experimented with these types of compounds in the 1970s because it encouraged feelings of behaviors of friendliness and sociability, and they were looking for a drug to help them deal with post-traumatic stress disorders. However, the side effects of memory impairment, reduced permanent sensitivity to serotonin, and other cognitive problems prohibited it from prescription use. Another unwanted side effect is it elevates trust, and people using the drug can put themselves in dangerous situations, you know, not being able to accurately read people who could be threatening. So this, what this meant was the research described this as a cognitive empathy disruption, where there was a decrease in the person's ability to discern sensitive cues, and it turned their natural survival instinct of fear nearly off. The drug may make them happy and less anxious, but it also blinded them to the risks in their environment. And what about the pain medicines? You know, no pain, maybe no empathy as well, because in a recent study at Ohio State University, research showed that the common pain reliever, acetaminophen, you know, the Tylenol products, they say it can reduce a person's ability to feel empathy. So test subjects who took the drug, which you find in your Tylenol products, were then exposed to information about the suffering of others. They experienced less empathy than those who didn't take the drug. Their findings were published in the May 2000 Journal of Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience. So an additional study that appeared in the Psychological Science Journal stated that acetaminophen, your Tylenol, can also dull a person's ability to feel positive emotions and diminish our emotional responsive behavior. So according to Health Canada, about 23% of the population, that's 52 million Americans, they're taking these drugs at any given time to relieve their pain. And according to Consumers Healthcare Products Association, your Tylenol is often found in over 600 different over-the-counter products. All right, so let's see. What is this is a professor Baldwin Way. He has something to say about this, these Tylenol products. He's professor at Wexner Medical Center Institute of Behavioral Medicine Research in Ohio State University. He says, we don't know why acetaminophen is having these effects, but it is concerning. End of quote. All right, so let's talk about the brain. In 2004, research in the Social Cognitive Science Journal states that the region of the brain that houses pain receptors also is where we experience empathy for others. We feel the other person's pain, so it makes sense that when you shut off pain, you significantly diminish feelings of empathy. Likewise, with trust and fear, if you enhance the feelings of trust, you diminish the feelings of fear. And researchers are now looking to see if there are any similar effects using other common pain relievers like ibuprofen. Well, let me read you this quote by Matthew Cohen. He's a social entrepreneur and a healing artist. He says this, the actions of forced drugging, lying to patients about science, misrepresentations of data, stigmatization, use of pseudoscientific labels, the corrupt collusion between academic psychiatrists and the pharmaceutical industry are huge problems. He says people with positions of power over others have a very real legal potential to do harm to individuals who pass under their care. He says oppression is real, violent, and damaging. Well, these are the implications. The implications that over-the-counter pain relievers diminish moral judgment is a serious issue. How many of these drugs may have contributed to instances of domestic violence or any violent event is a question. And so what are the effects if someone takes your Tylenol with your antidepressants or anti-anxiety meds? So I want you to take note. If you have a tendency to be sympathetic to others and then take certain drugs, you could experience a shift away from your natural character and personality. You know, I just think natural's better. That's how I look at the world. Not only do the over-the-counter pain relievers cause empathy issues, they also are known to be destructive to vital organs like your kidneys. Always, you want to do your homework on any medications prescribed to you and do the same regarding the over-the-counter products. I personally use herbs for things like pain and anxiety and depression and insomnia and all those other health issues. They're so common. So herbs are really packed full of nutrition to help balance your system. Therefore, it strengthens your system. Nutrition does not create a dependency like toxic drugs do. So drug dependency makes you a hostage. And often pain medications, they produce a rebound effect where they stop working. And then the pain's worse than when you started. I used to work for neurologists at a pain clinic, so I know this for a fact. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their herbal pain or extra strength pain formula. It's all organic and natural. They have valerian root for anxiety, emotional stress formula for depression. They have the bowel cleanse and the body food mix that removes toxins and puts nutrition in the body and lifts the cellular stress and pain and depression off your system. A lot of people have gotten rid of their depression by doing a bowel cleanse. Yeah. So you get the toxins out, your body can do amazing things. There's several headache formulas also at their website. You can call to order, get a free product catalog, visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And international number is 704-885-0277. Or visit them at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Of course, if you're on the website, they do have money-saving coupons on there, so take advantage of that. And sign up for their newsletters that go out each week, and they're totally free, and they will empower you. Here's a wonderful quote we got from a subscriber and a customer of the product line, Bill Knott, Cobblestone, New York. He says, using your top quality supplements has been a game changer for me. Well, yeah, Bill. Thank you, Bill. But when you get the right nutrition, potency, you know, and the perfect ratio God put together, nothing's taken away from the plants. See, God did that chemistry. Then it's going to be perfect for you. And it's going to work. and it's going to do amazing things. And I got a call today from a customer saying that, you know, he's very pleased. His blood pressure's down. He feels great. He doesn't have to go on the drugs his doctor wanted him on. And he was just like, I don't know, want to say shocked, but he was just really impressed with what herbs did for him. And I think, you know, we got to get past this notion that herbs are powerless. They're impotent. They're not. The drug companies used to use ingredients from them to make drugs out of them. So if they were so useless, why was that happening? But the flaw is when you just isolate some plant chemicals and don't take all the nutrition, this is where you do get side effects. The body struggles to use it properly. So when you get your supplements, make sure they're whole food supplements, and that way less stress on the body, more nutrition going in, and more energy, and, you know, better function. Yeah, God did that. I can't take the credit. God gets all the credit all the time, every day, right? Okay. All right, we got a few minutes, just a few minutes before we got to take a break. And we're going to talk about a little bit about stress. People are just way stressed out, and they're turning to these drugs, and these drugs are making it worse. You know, they're losing their empathy. They're having an argument with their spouse after they take their drugs because they just don't have any empathy for what their spouse is saying. Their spouse comes to them with a problem, just don't care. Well, that's what happens when you take a lot of those antidepressants, too. They elevate that serotonin so high. You just don't care why you were depressed to begin with. Well, you cared enough to be depressed to begin with. You should care enough to find out what's causing the depression, not masking the symptom of it. And so this is the problem. We got a society that's got a problem if people just don't care. That's a problem. We have to care. Because if we don't care, guess what? Love waxes cold. Bible told us that that would be the result. And it seems to be what's going on. So we need to, you know, hold back the gates of hell here with the right thing to do. And that's what we're going to do. All right. So we're going to look at some stresses. You know, life tends to stress us out. So let's face it. Life can put us through some difficult situations. So when we feel stressed, well, it has a chemical reaction. And our bodies experience it. We feel it emotionally. We feel it physically. Our emotions are literally translated into chemicals, which affect your blood pressure, your hormones, your cognitive abilities, and a whole lot more. So we're going to look at this and some of the top causes for stress, as you know, would be job pressures. You know, maybe there's some coworker tension. Maybe you're overworked. Money problems, you know, maybe you lost your job. Or your retirement evaporated, or, you know, cost of living's going up and you just can't keep up. How about health problems? Maybe there's been a trauma or an accident, a terminal illness, no health insurance to cover the bills. Relationships can be stressful, divorce, death of a spouse, just, you know, arguments, tension. Loneliness is stressful, you know, especially for people that are maybe retired and widowed. Or divorced. Media overload. You know, sometimes we just have to turn off the TV and the radio because it's just too much social media coming at us. And then sleep deprivation. You know, add all this together. Oh, my Lord. You know, and then you want to grab a pharmaceutical drug. It's like the cherry on top of that mess. So we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break some things we can do about our stress. You know, natural ones, you know, that won't put us at risk. Side effects. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay up. If I can, for sure. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, hooked on a feeling. I'm high.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We'll be right back.
on Herb Talk Live, and I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about how to reduce our stress. And, you know, when we reduce our stress, we'll have less bouts with colds and flu bugs, okay? Because, you know, when you have less stress, your immune system works a whole lot better. You know, I was looking at some of the statistics regarding America and the UK, Australia, China, and Europe when we were comparing the stress statistics. And the United States is in the 73rd to the 77th percentile because Americans say they feel regularly stressed physically or psychologically. About 33% of the U.S. population feels extreme stress every day. They say it's mostly related to work. And, you know, and they say the other part is the economy. About 48% of Americans feel that their stress level is associated with things that have happened over the last 5 years, you know, in our nation, our economy. Teenagers also say they report feeling really stressed out. A lot of them are medically treated with those drugs we were talking about in the first segment of the show. And it's all about symptom management then, see. So according to the Regus Group, in China, the workplace stress there has reached 86%. They say about 6 in 10 workers in the major global and economics of it all are experiencing increased workplace stress. So it's not just America. Australians also have stress levels, they say, reporting in the 91st percentile. They say that one important area of their lives is, you know, stress and not being able to get away from it. That's something they're having to work on. Now, Metabank says workplace stress cost Australian companies, that economy, the Australian economy, about $14 billion. And labor force, the Labor Force Survey, and the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence report in the U.K., their economy lost almost $14 billion with work-related illnesses that were linked to stress. So you would think that the Europeans would have less stress. However, they're reporting their stress has ticked up and also created more illness. So what are some of the symptoms? I think people know what it feels like to be stressed out. It manifests quite a few, you know, physical symptoms. You might feel really tired or fatigued, have headaches, upset stomach, lack of appetite, muscle tension. You might not sleep well. You may do that teeth grinding at night, clenching, have a change in your sex drive. You may feel a little bit dizzy, lightheaded. Now, stress can also affect you physically, psychologically, making you more irritable or angry, nervous, anxious, maybe even lethargic, depressed, give you symptoms of depression. And people sometimes feel that they just want to cry. Some people just don't understand, why do I feel like I want to cry? It's stress, you know. It may not be depression. People say, oh, no, I can't be depressed. It's probably just stress. So the World Health Organization reports that depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. And so stress can make you feel depressed, and you may not be depressed if you're stressed, though. Doesn't mean you'll always be depressed. Let's look at some of the research. One study on stress-related illnesses, research from the Carnegie Mellon University found there's a link between stress and inflammation. The findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, and scientists Sheldon Cohen led some research there, and they said when you have chronic physiological stress, he says your body will lose the ability to regulate inflammation and the inflammation response, and it could give disease, you know, an invitation to, you know, rear its ugly head. Apparently, according to the research, the inflammation response is partly regulated by your cortisol hormone. And prolonged stress will interfere with cortisol, and inflammation can get out of control. So if our tissues are sensitive to cortisol hormone, it is decreased or absent, let's say, when we can expect the inflammation to be a problem. According to Cohen, they found a link between stress and the common cold. And they state that cold symptoms were not brought on by a cold virus, but they were a side effect of inflammation due to immune system suppression due to stress. So when we experience prolonged stress, it's going to affect our immune system cells and our hormonal signals, according to their research. So he said that those that are unable to regulate inflammation response well, more likely to develop more colds and flu, and when they're exposed to cold viruses. Now, the immune system cells tend to release a chemical messengers they call cytokines. It's Greek, cyto means cell, and kinos means movement. So the cytokine triggers inflammation and movement. It's an inflammatory response, really. So according to the research Cohen was doing, when you get under stress, your body will produce more cytokines when you have more inflammation, and then you can get more colds and flu bugs. So the research is promoting more investigation into inflammation and its role, not only with stress, but also with asthma, cardiovascular disease, and autoimmune issues. So also, how does your brain function when you're under stress? Well, not as well, right? You kind of forget things. Maybe have a concentration problem. The authors of Hijacked by Your Brain, How to Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over, Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman, they explain that we can learn to identify some of the triggers if we pay attention. We can actually train ourselves to manage our stress so it won't roll all over us like, a dump truck. So they also found that nutrition, regular exercise can have absolutely reduce your stress. They even said herbs are safer and less expensive and more effective at reducing stress than taking some over-the-counter prescription medications for it. So there you go. So even though we live in stressful times, we can get control and not let the stress control us. So God said herbs are here for the service of man, and I totally believe that. So you can use a lot of herbs to help you cope with a lot of stress instead of getting addicted to a lot of the antidepressants and other drugs. So you can actually make your coping mechanism stronger when you're feeling stressed. Certified organic immune-boosting herbs are available to you as well, so you don't get these frequent colds. As we mentioned before, there's the emotional stress formula. If you feel very depressed, there's the valerian root for anxiety. There's the body food mix for more vitamin B nutrition. Give you more energy so you can get up and do some regular exercise for yourself. That's really a gift. If you can do some regular exercise, that's really a gift. It really presses down and really suppresses any depression and stress when you get some regular exercises, because it elevates your brain chemicals and makes you look younger too. So get some regular exercise in, whether it's walking, biking, hiking, low impact aerobics, whatever it is, get that in every day. Even if it's stretching, if you want really low impact, but it's still going to be beneficial. Eccentrics is really a good stretching exercise program you can try. And, you can do, the muscle sculpting. Yeah, that's what it is, muscle sculpting. It really does help you focus, too, so that you can get your concentration back on track. So check out thepowerherbs.com if you want to look at those products we mentioned, or give them a call. Get a free catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. We've got a few minutes, so I thought we'd talk about something that's probably not often mentioned, and it's some of the nutritional benefits of some of the grasses that are consumed not only by humans but also by animals. I've talked about some of the foods before, that are, you know, okay, cows, they eat alfalfa, so can we. Why do cows like alfalfa? They just love it. It's a grass that really is indigenous to the Middle East and Asia, but it also is cultivated in America. And thoroughbred horses love it. You know why? It has healing properties in it, and that's why, you know, animals gravitate towards it. Now, the Arabs call alfalfa alfekfaha, which is known as the father of all herbs. That's what it translates to. They feed alfalfa to their horses to make them swift and strong. So by the 16th century, alfalfa made its way into England, and in 1736, the British brought alfalfa to North America during the establishment of the colonies. So it was the Spanish, though, that introduced alfalfa to the people of the Great Plains as a forage crop. The Chinese discovered a few of alfalfa's nutritional medicinal benefits. They say that after they observed cattle eating it, cattle love to eat alfalfa. They investigated also the blue-green leafy plant with its yellow flowers. The Chinese said alfalfa is really a vegetable, and they put it in dishes. They add it to their other vegetables in their dishes, and they use alfalfa sprouts as a food, and they later discovered that it's a really a great nutritional food for kidneys and your digestive system. So people with digestive and kidney issues may want to tap into alfalfa. And they used to use it too to treat coughs, you know, calm your cough. So I think that's an interesting point too. Now, early British herbalist John Gerard, he used alfalfa to calm an upset stomach in the 1500s. They really didn't know why alfalfa worked that well to heal digestive problems, but it does. It wasn't until much later that a biologist, Frank Bower, discovered that alfalfa contained 8 amino acids. So our body needs amino acids to help convert protein into energy for our cells. So the human body needs 22 amino acids to do that. And without them, we can't grow, repair cells, or maintain our health. So our body can manufacture on its own about 11 of the 22 amino acids. The rest are known as essential amino acids, and they have to come from your foods. So if you don't get enough amino acids in your foods, your body begins to break down muscle tissue. It needs it for protein. So unless you replace the amino acids in your diet, you're not going to build muscle mass and despite increasing your exercise. So what are some of the nutritional benefits? Alfalfa has many uses as it contains 4 times the vitamin C of citrus. It also has 1.5 times more protein than whole grains and only half the carbohydrates found in the grain. So, you know, if you don't like carbs, then I go with alfalfa. So we can't forget also that it contains rich chlorophyll, which is alkaline in the system, makes it easy for your body to digest your foods. And since alfalfa has this chlorophyll, it sweetens your breath from the stomach all the way up. So it's really, you know, a cleanser. Think of it as a grassy breath mint, you know. It just really sweetens the digestive tract. It also contains vitamin A, B, D, E, G, and K. So alfalfa has this uncanny balance also of calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, chlorine, sodium, potassium, and silicon. And what is really a big deal is these nutrients, they're all in alfalfa, but they're specifically balanced for different organs of your body. So the Chinese noticed alfalfa helps the elderly be more resistant to infections and sickness. And this is why, you know, when you give alfalfa to the elderly, their blood work looks better. They just have more pep. Their color looks better and so forth. So alfalfa has been known to help with the following problems: bladder inflammation, dropsy, fluid retention, heart disease, sinusitis, lung disorders, various digestive problems, arthritis, hair problems, and high blood pressure, just to name a few. So for the record, the Spanish changed the name to alfalfa from the Arab alfalfa. So I'm really glad they did that because, you know, it's easier to pronounce alfalfa. So after the Civil War, alfalfa fell from common use and didn't regain its popularity until the 1970s as a salad ingredient. So alfalfa can stimulate appetite. So if you know people that have anorexia, that's going to be helpful. However, the scientific data on your alfalfa puts the herb in the heart and cancer healing category. Some of the research even suggests it's beneficial for stroke patients. So according to animal studies, when you use alfalfa, it helps reduce cholesterol and decreases plaque deposits in arteries and veins. The study also distinguished between alfalfa herb and alfalfa sprouts, finding that the sprouts also had similar action, but not as powerful as the full-grown herb. So the British medical journal Lancet published a study using alfalfa in human patients, and they found similar results as they did in the animal studies. However, they weren't prepared to discover that alfalfa worked even better in humans who ate large amounts of alfalfa. Another study reported that alfalfa neutralized intestinal cancer. So it's got that B17, the nitrilocide in it. That's your anti-cancer vitamin. That's why alfalfa is awesome for that. The Journal of the Nutritional Cancer Institute published findings that alfalfa also binds carcinogens in the colon and helps the body to eliminate cancer. So, okay, the National Cancer Institute, National Cancer Society, they know this already. Yet, when you get cancer, what do they want to give you? Oh, you know, they're not going to give you, you know, alfalfa, big jar of alfalfa, and say, go home and be well. They're going to sign you up for radiation and, you know, all kinds of treatments. So the Journal for the National Cancer Institute published findings, alfalfa binds carcinogens in the colon, helps the body eliminate the cancer. Another study showed alfalfa kills fungi. Also take note that alfalfa seeds contain more potent concentrations of amino acids, but you don't want to eat them in large amounts. It could be toxic. So, you know, FYI on the alfalfa seeds. Also, if you're pregnant or nursing, women should avoid alfalfa seeds, okay? Because they can cause miscarriage. But that's the seed, okay? Now, pioneer women would use alfalfa herb to stimulate their menstrual cycles. However, alfalfa is not an effective contraceptive. And according to the FDA, alfalfa is on their generally recognized as safe herb list. And part of what makes alfalfa so rich in nutrition is that its root system goes really deep into the soil and absorbs all the nutrition, the minerals, the vitamins, and so forth. So this is why cows love it, horses love it, you know, just about every dogs love it. I give it to my dog. I do. Dogs just look at it right out of the bowl. You can't stop them, okay? And you're... And, well, it's powdered. I just sprinkle it on as food. It's an ingredient in the Power Greens for Pet product that we make at Apothecary Herbs. And it's your all-around vitamin, mineral, amino acid, protein, vitamin powder for your pet. So if you think the pet food he's eating's not got enough nutrition in it, especially if it's cooked, a cooked product will not have as much. Then I would give them the Power Greens for Pets. And you don't need a whole lot. For large dogs, it's maybe a teaspoon, maybe a little bit more, not a much. For little dogs, less. You don't need gobs of it, okay, because, you know, a little goes a long way. So there you go. So it's called Power Greens for Pets. It's at the powerherbs.com website. And very affordable, totable. It's in a container you can take with you if you're traveling. So it's not a big, you know, bucket of stuff you have to tote around. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663. Interesting enough, the Canadians like that stuff. Pets Naturally magazine mentioned it in their publication, and it's a Canadian magazine. They sell it here in the United States, but the Canadians like that kind of stuff for their pets. So Americans do too, but it seems to be taken off there. So if you have a pet that's, you know, not well or has allergies and things, these are not glutinous grains in the Power Greens for Pets. So it's, you know, it's got wheatgrass, but it's not the wheat berry, which would have the gluten. Okay. So it's not a grain that way. It's not going to cause an allergic response. So be aware of that. But that's all explained to you on the website or in the catalog if you want to get one. So alfalfa is a grass, and it kind of tastes like chamomile, if you've ever tasted that. So unless you are pregnant or you're nursing or you have autoimmune disease, alfalfa is really a good nutritional medicinal herb that I think everybody should have, you know. We live in times where we have to think about how to protect ourselves from, you know, problems down the road, and a little prevention, you know, a little prevention, an ounce of prevention, pound of cure thing, you know, goes a long way. So you can count on, well, what did Thomas Jefferson said? He says, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them." Got to take care of yourself, because nobody's going to have a vested interest in your health except you. Okay? So you have to take care of you. Be proactive. Be investigative about anything that's recommended to you. And, you know, look at things that strengthen you rather than weaken and make you dependent. You know, I totally reject stuff that doesn't strengthen me, help me get over what I have, and, you know, and not get it again kind of thing. I don't like suppressing immune system response. I like the immune system to work, and that way it becomes stronger, more adaptive as I move forward in life. So I tend to reject anything that is suppressing the natural function of, you know, your body that God gave you. So I look for strengthening things, and those strengthening things protect you. So you'll find the certified organic alpha in the Body Foundation food mix, has some other ingredients in there. It has beetroot and some other things. And it's really your multivitamin kind of powder that you can just throw into juice or water. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. And no synthetic elements, no GMOs. And you throw it in a smoothie. A lot of kids do that, and they just feel amazing. They go, "What was in that?" Well, nutrition. That's what it feels like when you have nutrition. Market. All right. Well, I'm just about out of time, but go to thepowerherbs.com, check it out, or give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get some nutrition, some straight up God-given certified organic, non-GMO, non-synthetic nutrition for yourself. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Goodness. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.